This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, July 12, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from the EurekaSprings.org website, a guide for shopping, art galleries, historic tours, and spa locations. The site also includes information on horseback riding, canoeing, hiking, and other outdoor activities on the web at EurekaSprings.org. On this edition of Ozarks, art from chainsaws, performance from fire, honky-tonk on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway, and our regular Friday conversations with Becca Martin Brown and Michael Tilley.
But first, a recent analysis by a liberal think tank in Washington, D.C. estimates that undocumented immigrants pay $72.4 million a year in state and local taxes in Arkansas. The report from the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy also suggests that comprehensive immigration reform could boost state revenues. Rich Huddleston is the executive director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families.
If Congress was to adopt a reform, the estimates from this study are that the state and local tax they pay would increase by roughly $16 million. So I think this study clearly shows that doing the right thing, adopting immigration reform, would help state and local governments in Arkansas.
The analysis from the Institute assumes a newly legalized immigrant population of 55,000 in Arkansas fully participates in federal, state, and local tax systems.
According to statistics released by the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, Arkansas is now ranked number 2 in the country for police officer fatalities. The organization's mid-year report shows that 6 officers have been killed in the line of duty during the first half of 2013, with traffic-related accidents being the primary cause. Communications Director Steve Greninger says while even one fatality is too much, Arkansas's numbers seem unusual.
For Arkansas, it does seem like a higher number than normal. To see Arkansas up as one of the top states, second behind California at the mid-year point of the year, is high.
The organization also says the national numbers reflect a 9% increase from 2012, which saw 47 fallen officers.
Yesterday, we told you Main Street Siloam Springs received a downtown revitalization grant through Main Street Arkansas that will be used for facade improvements in downtown Siloam. The group has also received grants officials say will help create a master plan for developing the city's downtown area. Meredith Bergstrom is the director of Main Street Siloam Springs. She says a master plan is a new step for the city.
Currently, we're not operating off any sort of master plan that the city has created in collaboration with our downtown program. So we're going to be taking some bold new steps and hiring a planning firm to help us facilitate a 5 to 7 year master plan. So there will be more exciting things to come from downtown Siloam.
Bergstrom says the master plan will likely focus on highlighting features of the downtown area that aren't clearly marked for residents and visitors.
Siloam Springs was so named because of 28 springs that feed into Sager Creek. And right now we have 3 historic spring sites that we'd like to restore and point visitors to tell our history. We'd also like to connect our downtown to some of our other major assets. We have some really beautiful areas in Siloam, City Lake to the north of town, an anticipated Illinois River Kayak Park to the south of town. And we want to make sure that our downtown, as sort of the core of our community and a visitor destination, is connected to those other parts of Siloam, be it through trails or better signage.
The master plan will also address music, art, and other entertainment programming for residents and other visitors to the downtown area.
The Arkansas Public Service Commission has approved a plan by Southwestern Electric Power Company intended to extend the life of the Flint Creek Coal Power Plant in Gentry. Flint Creek is the primary source of electricity to Northwest Arkansas, and SWEPCO requested approval for a plan to install a scrubber system in order to meet new Environmental Protection Agency emission standards regarding mercury, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, particulate matter, and other hazardous air pollutants. The plan proposed by SWEPCO and approved by the APSC would cost about $408 million, and according to filings with the Public Service Commission, the construction would take about 30 months. Though the commission didn't rule on any potential rate increases that would result from the plan, SWEPCO predicted in its filing that installation of the new environmental controls would create an incremental base revenue requirement of about $42.7 million in 2017. Of that revenue requirement, $9.8 million would be allocated to Arkansas, meaning that base rates are projected to increase by 3.9% for residential customers in Arkansas.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals last night fell to the Springfield Cardinals 4-3 in extra innings. It's the second of a four-game homestand. The series does continue tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, part of Arkansas is now under moderate drought conditions. Hot temperatures have brought abnormally dry conditions to the western half of the state, but National Weather Service meteorologist John Lewis says conditions have improved since 2012.
Last year was by far worse than the conditions we've had this year. For the first 6 months of the year, January through June of last year, if you were to take a statewide average as far as rain, we had about 18.5 inches. This year, through the first 6 months, we're closer to like 28 inches. So we're 9 to 10 inches above what we had last year.
While Lewis says some rainfall has brought relief to affected parts of the state, dry conditions will continue in the coming weeks. So far, 16 counties, including Madison, Newton, Johnson, Pope, and Searcy counties, have posted burn bans. And Washington County officials yesterday issued a red flag fire alert, meaning that while burning isn't expressly prohibited, residents are discouraged from any outdoor burning until conditions improve. Clear tonight with lows in the 60s throughout the listening area. Tomorrow, sunny with highs from 90 in northwest Arkansas to 94 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with lows from 62 in northwest Arkansas to 69 in the Arkansas River Valley.